Welcome to another edition of From the Stables. I'm Pete Staples from TasRacing.com.au, and we're talking with trainer Rowan Hamer, who'll take three to the races on Friday in Devonport. Welcome to the show, Rowan.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's have a talk about the first one. It's a first starter in the opening race, and it is Liberance. And I saw this one in a jump out, and I was quite taken with the way that she moved, this three-year-old filly. What can we expect from the outside gate in the opening race on Friday?
Yeah, she's a filly we've got a bit of time for. She's still quite immature and will probably head to the paddock after tomorrow, but she's had a couple of jump outs. She's only had the one trial, which we kept her fairly quiet in. But I'm hoping she's drawn wide, but I'm hoping there's a fair bit of speed drawn just inside her, so I'm hoping she can get a nice track over with them, and she'll be quite strong late. She's got a nice bit of ability, but she's still learning the game, and she'll be better with time, but I think she'll be thereabouts tomorrow.
All right, she wasn't too far behind him in that trial on the 26th of November at Longford, but being trained on the track, is that an advantage for her?
I definitely think it is. She had a couple of jump outs on the synthetic and went well on them. And she's used to it, and a few of them mightn't be. But hopefully she can follow Adam's horse over from the out wide and follow it the whole way and get a nice run.
All right. Well, in race three, you're going to be saddling up Aspirate, top weight again, 61 kilos. Siggy Carr takes the ride again. And this is a winnable race if he can do everything right. His first up third was good, considering he just got too far back.
Yeah, he sort of flopped out of the gates there and was a long way off them, coming to the 600. So we've had a couple of gear changes. We've taken the earmuffs off him and put the blinkers back on, hoping he can settle a little bit closer, and it might help him go straight in the straight. He was inclined to hang in last start, which see couldn't ride him out properly. So all things considered, he ran well first up. We're expecting a little bit more, but he does quite a bit wrong. So just trying to get his racing manners a bit better.
All right, race four, you've got Brackenby going around in the Golden Mile. This is ballot free entry into the Devonport Cup. Is that the aim with Brackenby?
Yeah, that's where he's heading at the moment, Pete. He's had the one start at the 1880 for a win. He's obviously never met this class of horse yet, so we'll see where he sits in the order. But he's been racing well. I think he's won five and ran second three times out of his last nine, so he's racing well on the track. But we'll see where he sits after Friday.
Well, you think it's Christmas with the weights. He carried 61 kilos after the claim for Scarlet So when he defeated GG Winnett, and then she reversed it last time out when he carried 57.5. He's on a minimum with Siggy, so barrier two. You won't go as far forward as you normally would with him?
No, he's been settling closer in small fields, so I'm expecting him to get back a little bit further tomorrow on Friday from in a bigger field with a bit more speed in it. But yeah, with the lightweight, he can run a good sectional at the end of the mile. So I'm expecting him to, if he gets a nice run, he'll be thereabouts.
Well, all the best with Liberance, your first starter in the opening race, the Birdcaged Heaven Maiden over 1009, and then with Aspirate in race three, and Brackenby, your Golden Mile runner in race four. All the best, Rowan.
Thanks, HP.